You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
Absolutely, it's delicious. Pelican Brewing Company presents today's Daily Ticker. Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. We've had some listeners go out to Lincoln City recently.
Hanging out over the weekend.
I was just there a couple weeks ago. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. The weather has been perfect. Look at that. Oregon does have beaches.
How about that?
And the Daily Ticker, of course, brought to you by Pelican. We have a lot to get to on the show, but I'm interested today in having our guest on. We haven't had him on in a couple weeks. ESPN's Adam Rittenberg covers college football on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg, and he had this, which caught my attention because it's something that I feel like is building in the sport. There's a lot of stuff about playoff expansion or what's the format. He had this. This wasn't among the talking points for Big Ten coaches and officials in Las Vegas, but I brought it up to several, and they agreed the preseason polls should be obliterated. They carry too much meaning and shape debate, overvaluing / undervaluing teams before we know anything. And he joins us now. Adam, good morning. Thank you for hopping on with us here on 105.1 FM, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Preseason polls. Do we need the little number next to the team names before they kick it off?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. You know, and I should have specified, I'm not talking about, you know, Brandon and Andy's poll. I mean, I'm talking about the AP and coaches' polls that, again, have had importance in the past and I think are very hard to ignore, even if the committee members say that they don't ignore them or don't factor in to their thinking. It does shape discussion. So, I just don't think that they're necessary anymore in a sport that has great popularity. You know, people follow these off seasons much closer than they used to. Rosters are changing dramatically. We know less about teams than we ever have. And there's countless examples of, you know, teams that were overvalued because of these polls. And it just becomes hard to parse through and say, well, was that really a quality win? Was this a win that was undervalued or overvalued? So I just think the sport would be better off if we waited, you know, 5-6 weeks before we had polls that people really put any sort of stock into. It's easy to sit there and say, oh, it's fun and this helps TV ratings. I mean, somebody responded to that tweet and said, well, you know, if Ohio State and Texas don't have numbers next to their names, how on earth will Fox promote that game? I'm like, oh my God, no one will turn in to see Arch Manning and Jeremiah Smith if they're not ranked by some arbitrary poll in the top five. It's just kind of goofy, guys. And it, you know, again, if it didn't really matter, then I wouldn't care. But it has mattered. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone can sit there and say, oh, well, no one really puts any stock into the preseason rankings. They do. They really shape a lot of things. And I think, you know, especially with the discussions coming out of the Big Ten media days that, hey, this committee, we can't really, they're good people and they're doing their best, but they're human beings. We can't really trust them to make the best decisions. You know, this factors into it because it's another thing that enters the mind of human beings whenever those polls are released here in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's so spot on. I think back to the opening weekend last year in Ireland with Georgia Tech beating Florida State and everybody like, oh my God, Florida State lost. What a win for Georgia Tech. A top 10 upset of the Seminoles. And then you fast forward to the end of the year and you're like, well, maybe we shouldn't have been surprised by that because Florida State had one of the worst seasons that they've ever had. You kind of answered my question there, Adam, but I'm curious to ask, like, if I put you in charge of this, how much is enough of a sample size? Because not everybody plays somebody in non-conference, right? So if you go for the first 3 or 4 weeks, like Indiana's been in the news lately for scheduling things that they've done. They play, you know, 3 Baylor School for the Blinds. They got nobody there. How long is enough of a sample size until the rankings are okay?
Yeah, I mean, I would be fine to wait until late October. I mean, maybe you could say 6 weeks. You know, normally, you know, you'll at least have played a few conference games and hopefully a quality opponent. But again, I say that, and we all know, you just brought up the example of Florida State. How often has Texas A&M been viewed as a team to beat early in the year, and then they end up 7-5 because that's just what they do there. So, yeah, I think you have to wait a little longer, you know, into October. Certainly the committee, I believe the committee puts out its first set of rankings usually around, you know, that first week of November. Maybe that's too long, but listen, I'm not denying that rankings and the AP poll in particular are part of the fabric of college football and the history of college football. But I just don't think you lose a whole lot if those sort of established preseason rankings go away. You know, you could still have media polls and things that come out of each individual league. But I think those two polls, at least for me, maybe I'm just old, you know, they just did carry weight. Growing up and certainly working in the media, covering the sport for a long time, you know, your eyes do go to those rankings when I don't think we should. I think we should wait and see what happens, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks into the season.
Yeah, the minute I think we found out the media poll and the coaches poll didn't matter for the actual playoff stuff, I'm just like, okay, those polls are dead and kind of irrelevant. We use them to tease football games, to your point. I don't think Texas Ohio State needs numbers next to their name to tease to make a big matchup. This is Adam Rittenberg of ESPN, does a great job covering the sport for ESPN, ESPN.com. You can catch him on TV as well with all the great college football coverage on Twitter at ESPN. Rittenberg. Oregon has their local media day. I know it sounds weird. They were just at Big Ten media day. So you might be like, what? They just did that. No, they do another local one too, because you can never have too much attention. And so they'll talk today, more players than was allotted at the Big Ten media day. And then camp opens. Oregon had their first season in the Big Ten. Adam, they went undefeated, win the Big Ten title, and then, you know, kind of lay an egg in the playoff game against Ohio State. What is Adam Rittenberg's expectation of Oregon this season coming off of what they did last season?
Well, yeah, I think this is a team that should be back in the playoff. What they look like and how they perform, especially in the Big Ten, may not be exactly the same, but you guys probably talked about this. It just felt like their story ended too soon last year, given how well that they performed. And, you know, yeah, they ran into a team that was really talented and really motivated, and Oregon obviously didn't play well, and that's the way the playoff goes. But I think, yeah, Oregon is at a point that they can lose 10 NFL draft picks, and they can have, you know, some interesting players coming in through the portal, and, you know, lose an Evan Stewart, unfortunately, and still be a playoff caliber team. Now, there's going to be some different elements, and how does Dante, we haven't really seen Dante Moore on the field in any sort of meaningful action for a couple of years. You know, how are they going to run the ball more with a guy like Mekhi Hughes? How are they going to look defensively, you know, losing a number of players to the NFL draft? But I just think what Dan Lanning and his staff have done, it's one of these personnel machines. They are always in the mix for top transfers, for top recruits. They've developed players. They've built a line of scrimmage-based program. So it's all the things that you want to be a team that we're talking about for the playoffs every single year. But, you know, there are going to be some tough games, and going out to Penn State won't be easy, and going to Washington and certainly some of the home games as well will be a challenge. But I think you're at Oregon, you should expect the playoff every year.
You know, on that, Adam, I'm curious to ask you, and away from like the playoff formatting stuff, it felt like everybody in the conference had their marching orders and they knew exactly what to say and what we want, you know, strength of schedule to look like and conference games and, you know, automatic qualifiers and all that. Just from the football side of stuff, I'm just curious, what were the other big takeaways from you from Big Ten Media Day? Because you can kind of run the gamut of Penn State being the favorite to Lincoln Riley being on the hot seat, UCLA welcoming a new quarterback. Like, I'm just curious, what were the standout storylines from Big Ten Media Days for you?
Right. So I think there's an acknowledgement that there's a clear top three, you know, in which order it's up to you, but certainly Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon. And it's interesting because Oregon won the conference, only 13-0 team last year in the FBS. Ohio State won the national championship, and yet most people say Penn State is the preseason favorite because of who they bring back. And so there's that group. And then there's a gap. And I think the question is, how big of a gap is there between the next group and then who is truly in that next group to contend for the playoff? Because last year it was really four teams with Indiana and then a sizable gap, although Illinois closed it a little bit at the end of the year, but there weren't really any other legitimate playoff contenders coming out of the Big Ten. So is it Illinois? Is it Indiana again? Is it Michigan? Is it Iowa? USC, can they get back in that conversation? I think Washington will be much improved. I think a couple other teams might be in that conversation, but certainly I think that after the top three, who out Minnesota thinks that they're not far away, but who actually will be in that next group of playoff contenders to give the Big Ten a chance at four or more teams in this upcoming field.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Adam, last question for you because we appreciate your time. Deion Sanders is supposed to have a press conference today with his medical team. I know you highlighted it on your social media. I think it is circulated through people that love and follow college football. This is happening. Very weird. His Instagram post was weird. What is, I best guess is probably the wrong phrasing to use here, but like, I don't, what are we to expect today? Are we going to get a stunning announcement or is this just going to be a random health update where he gets a lot of eyeballs and he ends up coaching this season?
Yeah. So I never want to get ahead of a health announcement. I don't think it's a small situation as far as what he dealt with, but I also have been told that he is going to coach this year. Now, maybe that changes between now and 11 a.m. Mountain, but I think this is essentially a chance for him and his doctors to explain what was going on in the late spring and early summer. Mm-hmm. And then I've been told that they will pivot to football and talking about camp, which opens tomorrow. And, you know, I asked somebody fairly close to the program, is he going to have to be leaving constantly to go get medical care elsewhere? They said, no, he's in Boulder. He's going to be in Boulder. So, I never want to get ahead of a health announcement, but my expectation is that Deion will be coaching this year.
All right. Good stuff. Adam Rittenberg, he's one of the best. We enjoy him. He's a good friend of the program. Give him a follow on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg. Look for all his great work at ESPN, ESPN.com on television. Thanks so much for the time, Adam. We always appreciate it. We can get you on to talk some college football. Let's catch up with you soon. The season's here, my man.
Absolutely. Can't wait, guys. Thanks for having me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.